Good morning, Panther Valley Elementary. This is Mrs. Hahn introducing the podcast, The Ugly Turkey, performed by Mrs. Bonner's fourth grade classroom. Introducing the characters is Kirsten, Paige, Cheyenne, Gavin, Damien, and Elias. Here we go.
There were once five turkeys all born on the same day, but one turkey was not quite like the others.
It is beautiful. It is a beautiful morning. It is great to be a turkey today.
I'm so proud to be a turkey. Don't you think we are beautiful?
I think we are the most handsome creatures on earth.
The four of us are defiantly gorgeous to behold, but what happened to speaking to the ugly turkey? You do not look like the rest of us. You are not as beautiful as we are.
It's true, I do not look like you, but won't you be my friend anyway? I just paused right there. Our looks are important. I'm a good friend, a good listener, and I would help any of you if you weren't in need.
Honestly, I don't think I want to be friends with someone who is so different from myself.
Yeah, you aren't cool like the rest of us.
We won't want to play with you.
Go away.
I'm sad that you will not be my friend. I will go away. Surely there is someone who will like me for who I am and not what I look like.
So the ugly turkey turned and walked away. He wandered over the hill and through the trees, and the four turkeys thought nothing of it. As time passed, the four turkeys grew bigger and fatter. They grew and grew until they were so round they could hardly walk. They were not quite so cute as they were when they were little. When the farmer's grandchildren came to visit, they would stop and look at the horses, the cows, the puppies, and the kittens. They would giggle at the ducks waddled and by and squeal with delight as the sheep scampered over the hills, but when they saw the turkeys, they just kept walking. Some even looked a bit scared. Then one day, a strange animal showed up on the farm.
Who's that strange bird over there on the hill? Does anyone know?
He's beautiful, isn't he? Look at his feathers. They are rich in color and beautifully patterned.
Did you see plume atop his head? It's like a crown of glory. He stands up perfectly trim.
Do you think he will want to be our friends? We are not near so grand as he is.
Let's go introduce ourselves and see if he will join us.
As the four turkeys approached a beautiful bird on the hill, they noticed that the birds looked familiar.
Hello, we are wondering if you would like to join us. You are so beautiful. We would be honored to have you for a friend.
Don't I look familiar to you? Once I tried to be your friend, but you all rejected me, saying I was ugly and different.
I don't have another part. It doesn't say it.
I remember that it was so long ago. You are identified definitely not ugly now. You are the most recognized bird on this farm.
If you do not want to be our friend, we understand. We are not nearly so grand as we thought you were once.
We do not want to embarrass you. We will go away.
Please do not go. I have not learned anything while I was away. It's not what you look like on the outside. Outside, that matters, but what you were on the inside is important. I would be happy to be your friend.
So the four turkeys and the peacock took a stroll over the hill and through the trees. They were often all seen together strolling about. When the farmer's grandchildren would visit, they would often stop by the five birds talking excitedly. The four turkeys knew that the children were looking at the beautiful peacock. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter because they were all friends and they were all equal.
The end. Good job, boys and girls.